to keep going, to have faith, and to be resilient and fearless and not to give up. I mean, there's times where I've wanted to give up. Don't get me wrong. And there are times that I've thrown in the towel.
Welcome again to the Society of the Few podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Madison. Madison, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. No complaints. How are you, Rob?
It's been a whirlwind of a time. We've done a lot. We've done the Confidence Summit. We did a tour with Hightower, a Women Wealth event in Beverly Hills.
Yes.
That was a wonderful event. And we're back at it with our podcast. We just released the Stephanie Link podcast, which we did at the Confidence Summit. And that, if you haven't seen that one, I think that's one of our best yet. And that Stephanie was just a dynamo. She was amazing. Mm-hmm. But welcome back today. We've got another great guest with us today, Bronwyn Eisen. Bronwyn, say hello.
Hello, Rob and Madison. Great to be here.
And if our audience doesn't know, you should know Bronwyn by now, but Bronwyn was our co-host and CEO of our very successful Confidence Summit, Women Wealth and Wellness in Rancho Mirage, California, February 7th, 2025. And we're looking forward to, we actually have a lot of ramblings and a lot of planning. We actually just had a planning meeting yesterday for next year's summit. So we're looking forward to, you know, we don't stop around here. We continue just to lean in and continue with that momentum and continue to connect with our audience and continue on the mission mm-hmm. at hand, which is essentially empowering women to live their best life, both from a wellness standpoint, but also from a financial wealth standpoint. And those are two interchanged. In fact, we're going to get through that today in our Q&A with Bronwyn. Bronwyn, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? First and foremost, how did we meet? How did you and I connect before we started producing the Confidence Summit?
Oh gosh, well, I think we have a really great story. But before I even go with my story, you said a really important word, and that was momentum. And at some point, maybe we'll come back to that in this interview, in this podcast, because momentum is, you know, I think it's the secret sauce. But how you and I met, Rob, it's funny because I, like you, having a business in the Coachella Valley when I did live there. You and I connected because one day I decided to give you a call, say, hey, Rob, my name is Bronwyn Eisen. I have a yoga studio here. I'd like to come in, have a chat with you. You have a business. It'd be great if you could showcase your business in a way through video and telling stories. And so we met, and all of a sudden, Rob's like, oh my gosh. And maybe you can tell a little bit more of the story from there, but you were like, I've had this idea about this Confidence Summit and I want to do this and I want to do that. And you're like, what if we merge together? And so that's how we met, is I just basically reached out to you just to collaborate, and that we did.
Well, I think that the timing and how the universe works is just amazing in a lot of ways. You have to be open to those that are in and out of your life and the timing of it. And I think our meeting at that time was just perfect in the sense where you have your seven principles. We'll talk about that. I have seven keys to financial wellness. But we both, you know, immediately just kind of lightning in a bottle about an idea that I had about, hey, listen, why don't we connect? Are you on the wellness side? I'm on the wealth side. You know, 9 out of 10 women will be solely responsible for their own financial health at some point in time in their lives. You have a story that we're going to talk about that specifically directly relates to that. It was just one thing after another. We started collaborating. And Bronwyn, you know everybody in the Coachella Valley. I know you don't live here. You're in Scottsdale now, but your roots are still really deep and really, you know, plentiful. So you were able to connect me to this whole network of support and the network that really just embraced everything that we were trying to put together as it relates to sort of the bigger picture. So I thank you for that and grateful for that in the history and how we met. And let's get into sort of a little bit more about Bronwyn. I think our audience wants to know about Bronwyn, Madison. So
I agree.
Let's get to it. Why don't you kick us off with a question?
The name of this episode is Evolve and Embrace Your Best Self. So I think that our listeners would like to hear what that means to you, Bronwyn, and just more about your story.
Well, I believe that we're always evolving, Madison. And when I was going through a really trying time in my life back in 2008, I had realized that I was evolving at a speed that was way out of my control. Things that were going on in my life were out of control. And really, I needed to embrace in the moment what was going on. I was very distraught. So in all transparency, it was at that time in 2008 when our country was seeing a financial crisis. And at the time I was married and we owned a mortgage company. And so we kind of all know where that was going. And unfortunately, we had lost everything. And so that then led to a divorce and me with two small children, one being a toddler and an infant. And, you know, I ended up, in short, had to file a $14 million bankruptcy at 33 years old with two small children. So evolving in a way that I didn't see coming, didn't know where I was going to go or what was going to happen. I was living in Scottsdale, Arizona at the time. Ended up moving back to the Coachella Valley to be closer to family to help me with my daughters. And, you know, at that time, it was hard to even find a job, especially with the what was going on within the workforce. So it was at that time that there was really no work for me. And so I ended up having to go on food stamps and state aid. And my dad gave me a car to drive. So it was a very humbling time in my life. And here I thought to myself, I'm a smart girl. I have a degree. So I'm educated. What do I do here? So that evolution during that time in my life, you know, even before I became a business owner, it took at least almost 5 years to really pick myself up and dust myself off. But slow and steady pace and momentum. Once I got my momentum, I didn't lose it and been going ever since. But yeah, that's so when we talk about evolving, we always are. And that was just not a place that I ever saw myself in. But I also am very grateful that I went through that. I wouldn't change one thing about it. It's definitely shaped me into the person that I am today. And it's been actually a great way for my daughters to understand that there are things in life that happened and it's not always, you know, rainbows and unicorns.
Well, that's a testament to who you are. We know who Bronwyn is, how smart and bright and determined of a person that you are. And to get through that, I can only imagine. That's, you know, I think everyone's going through something financially speaking at some point in time in their lives. And for you to be able to share that story with our audience, I think that might be able to be very inspirational. Mm-hmm. Because you lean in and you don't quit. And I think that's a very key, strong quality that you have that I think our viewers can find inspiration from. I know we all have. So thank you for sharing that with us. And what's the name of, as an entrepreneur, Bronwyn, what's the name of your company?
Well, I had Evolve Yoga there in La Quinta, California, and I had that brick and mortar for 7 years. So really, I've just then turned it into an online subscription platform. So evolveyogaonline.com in 2017. And then now I've been able to do an extension of my business through BronwynEisen.com, where I am definitely, you know, empowering women to thrive in their health and wellness and in their personal development and really just be able to help them have a growth mindset. So that's where I'm going right now.
Well, that's great. And I love the, I was kind of queuing you up for the key theme here, but more importantly, the inspiration for your life, which is continue to evolve. Mm-hmm. Right. And you're
yes,
definitely embracing that and showcasing that every single day.
Yeah. Thank you, Rob. And so, yeah. And that also, you know, that evolution turned into my 7 principles to embrace your best life. So it's everything from how you start your morning to love and happy relationships to standing firm in the beliefs that you have, to keep going, to have faith and to be resilient and fearless and not to give up. I mean, There's times where I've wanted to give up. Don't get me wrong. And there are times that I've thrown in the towel when it's necessary to throw in the towel and for certain things. But overall, I mean, I keep going. And when, you know, the thing is too, when you keep going, you recognize, and I'm sure maybe some of the viewers will relate to this, or maybe it's inspiring for them to keep going on the path that they're going, because sometimes what happens is we're going, and we get diverted into a different direction that we didn't expect. But that direction of where it ends up taking you is better than where you even saw yourself going, which is really cool. I mean, I can't begin to tell you how many countless times that's happened, but it's because I kept going and I didn't lose my momentum.
I think that's great. You and I both are anchored in our faith, and you'll appreciate this when I say it. You know, we plan and God laughs, and you have to have faith. And that kind of keeps us going, keeps us through it as well, because right, life's a journey. Yeah. So we just have to embrace every turn. And I think we're going to learn a lot from our failures, a lot more. That's what I tell my kids. You're going to learn a lot more from your failures than you do your successes. And that's sort of the cheat code to life, which is get comfortable with being uncomfortable and get comfortable with learning to learn from your failures and your mistakes. And that's how we all evolve, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you and I mean, the relationship here and the friendship that you and I have developed and with the rest of your team and with Jenica, like, had we not met, like, this, who knows what would have happened, right? So you're right. The timing was just right. So that's why, you know, yes, people just like keep going because you don't know where it's really actually taking you. And it turns into a beautiful thing. I think, you know, the Confidence Summit is a great testament to that too.
Well, I love it. I love, again, when we first met, we just discussed, but then when we decided to, okay, let's just decide to create something for the community here locally in the Coachella Valley and hopefully beyond. I mean, that's our, you and I talked about this goal, which is to take this on the road show as a big picture, as our goals are for the Confidence mm-hmm. Summit. And how we can connect to audiences just outside the valley here. But it really started with you and I in a dry erase, you know, in our conference room at my office and a dry erase board.
Yeah.
And you know me, I love to go back and forth, and it was head to toe dry erase board covered with everything. And so we had so many ideas.
This is true. I'd love to find pictures of that.
Bronwyn, I know that you speak a lot on confidence. You spoke about it at our 2025 Confidence Summit, and I loved your message, and I think our whole audience loved your message. How did you have the confidence when life was throwing you all those trials to keep going, and how do you teach other people about confidence?
That is a really good question, Madison. So one way that I was able to lead with confidence, but honestly, like back then when I was going through such a loss, I had no confidence. So this is where I feel very comfortable speaking to others and being able to help others with confidence, is that I had it. I felt like I got slammed and punched in the gut in 2008. And then it was like I had to rebuild myself. But I think one of the things that gave me the greatest confidence was absolutely my faith in God. And I had two little girls that had these precious little faces that every day I was able to laugh. And in the darkest and deepest of times, they gave me so much joy and hope. And I needed to be that rock for them to be able to lead well for those girls so that I was raising confident daughters. So, I mean, I didn't, you know, at one time I didn't have it for that part of my life until I had to rebuild it again. As far as being able to help others and their confidence, we're all on this, you know, journey of life together, and we have our highs and lows, but I definitely have, I don't even really like to call them tools and tactics, because we all are receiving and responding to things in different ways. So I really am able to help other women respond differently to certain circumstances, to react differently, to look at when somebody is maybe making them feel like they're less than or not worthy. I help flip the script on that to where we really look at, you know, where are they coming from? Maybe it's not about me, it's more about them. I mean, I'll be transparent here. I had someone recently get upset about something that I said, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to shake that one off, because not that I didn't have anything to do with it. I presented an idea, but the idea wasn't well received. And I went, you know what? I think that's on them. I'm not going to take that on. And it was interesting because the person afterwards came to me and apologized. But I'm teaching things like that to where we don't take on as women. We have so much that we take on. So it's like not taking on so much and really looking at the perspective of things and really how to relate to it.
That's awesome. I love that.
Very good. All right, Bronwyn, we want to know, so what prompted you to change the change in your career from, you know, your start in journalism and your media background, all the way to your wellness background as you are today? And you still do the hybrid. That's what I love about you, is you use your foundational approach out of college where you had your media, you know, foundation, but now it's woven into sort of your wellness fabric, if you will. And now you can utilize both strengths. And so tell us about that evolution, that little journey.
Well, it's interesting, Rob, because I did study broadcast journalism at Arizona State University at the Cronkite School.
Hold on.
It was a great experience.
We won't hold that against you. Yeah. You're talking to two Arizona Wildcats. Even though my daughter goes to ASU right now.
I know.
We gotta push pause. Yeah, yeah. And oh, by the way, Arizona just beat ASU earlier this week. That was a good basketball game. Sorry to interrupt, Bronwyn, but
yeah, that's okay. That's okay. We'll be healthy rivals. How about that?
That's good. I love it. House divided.
Healthy rivals. I anchored and I reported the news and I had a great time doing that. And then I ended up getting married and having children. And so I was all about raising a family. And then when that crisis happened in 2008, that's when that pivot ended up happening. So that's when I moved to the desert. And it was funny because I had a foot injury in, I don't know, it was like 2001 or something like that. And so that foot injury actually led me to a yoga mat because I was finished with physical therapy. She's like, go take yoga. So that's when I started the practice in yoga. It was shortly after that, that I started teaching for fun. And then when I decided to have children, I took a back seat to any sort of working and decided to just, you know, be a wife and be a mom and focus on my family. And then in 2008, when everything hit the fan, it was at that point that I was like, okay, what do I do? This is when I moved to the desert. And what do I do? So I know how to do two things. I know how to report the news and I know how to teach yoga. Well, because no one was really hiring at that particular time, it led me to end up teaching at one of the clubs there in the Valley, the Vintage Club, actually. And so I started teaching there, and that gave me an opportunity to start teaching. So then from there, the yoga kind of just took precedence over everything. I loved the wellness aspect of life. I'd always been into wellness, but not to that extent. And so then, yeah, the two just kind of weave together. In fact, my broadcast journalism background helped me immensely with my brick and mortar in the sense that I was able to have the writing background to write for local publications. I had a way to, I knew how I could get on local radio and local television because of my background. So my skill set as far as broadcast journalism really gave me a lot of tools and techniques to be able to get myself out in the media, which helped drive a lot of business to my studio when I had it.
This episode is brought to you by Blanky Shine Wealth Management. Serving the Coachella Valley for the first 40 years and built for the next 40 years. And for more information about Blanky Shine, it's blankyshinewealthmanagement.com. So Bronwyn, this is the interactive portion. I know you love teaching and I know you want to teach some yoga. So I'm going to get up right now and you're going to teach me some yoga poses. I'm just kidding.
You know what, Rob? I could do it. And guess what? You could
too. I know you could do it, but I know
really
I can't.
If we really wanted to. We're going to do that sometime.
We'll save that for a future episode.
For another time.
I've done yoga. Actually, when I was out visiting my daughter at ASU, daddy-daughter weekend, she and her sorority sister took, you know, me and another dad to hot yoga.
How was it?
It was like Bikram yoga, right?
Yeah.
And I actually enjoyed it.
Okay.
So, I love hot yoga. Yeah.
You know, the easiest part is you just fall asleep. And by the time you wake up, you lost about 10, 15 pounds. And you feel wonderful. It's even better when you walk out of the studio because you feel like you have so much energy for the rest of the day. It's, you know, I think it's not bad. It's pretty easy.
Me too.
That's funny.
So I have done yoga to answer the question.
That is funny.
Love it.
That's good, Rob.
So Bronwyn, you've been through so much personal challenge through your evolution on your personal journey. Tell us about Bronwyn in your next chapter. Where do you see yourself? What are you going to be accomplishing? Give us a preview into, you know, your next chapter.
So this next chapter in my life is definitely honing in on helping women embrace their best life, because I know what it's like to be in a place that, you know, isn't the best. I want to be able to help women, not just when, you know, they're going through a hard time. We just need community. And so it's building community around women who really appreciate their health and their wellness. They are interested in personal growth. They are interested in being able to tap into their confidence at any given time. You know, I was reading a statistic not too long ago that we women, people in general, spend more on their coffee every year than they do on themselves as far as personal growth.
Wow.
So you may be getting like that quick fix with your coffee, but the personal growth, a lot of people will spend under $200 a year on their personal growth. And it's like, to me, I'm like, why not dive in and do a little bit more work on yourself? Because here's the thing where people go, okay, personal growth. I do believe that they miss the point in a lot of ways. They're like, oh, personal growth. They don't realize the personal growth when they're doing it for themselves. They're healthier for their family, which makes the relationships better with their family. It makes it better with their children, their spouse, their brother, their sister. Then that also translates into the workforce. Because say, for instance, you've got a toxic workforce and it's something like, you know, a job. I mean, not every workplace is perfect. And, you know, sometimes we have to deal with things that are, you know, less than perfect. But it's then you're shifting your perspective and how you're looking at things to where now it's like your workplace doesn't feel like that anymore. It's because you're being able to get tools and tactics and ways that you can, you know, through your personal development, that you're able to handle things in your life a lot better. So that's really where I'm going. I think that it's all perspective. And there's just a lot of different ways to work through things. But when we are being able to work on our personal development, people will be so surprised. I mean, they'll start making more money even. I mean, you know, and who doesn't want to make more money?
Absolutely. So you mentioned the investment, the personal investment that people basically underinvest in themselves, right? Relative to everything else and sort of allocation of sort of resources. And I understand the personal investment, financially speaking, but what do you say to somebody who says, I can't find the time?
Mm-hmm. Well, then I think they need to prioritize. To me, and I know this may sound kind of harsh, well then, you know, maybe your priorities aren't straight. I mean, it's like, how much is it worth to you? How much are the relationships worth to you in your life? How much is your professional life worth to you? Everybody has time for something. So if you're spending time with friends and going and drinking for 3 or 4 hours, you know, out at a bar and having dinner, you've got 3 or 4 hours that you can find to go and work on yourself. I mean, and some people will say, well, I don't have the money. You know, there are a lot of resources that are definitely free for, you know, online, but then there are the ones that you pay for too. And I've also recognized that people are far more vested when they pay. I mean, I'm sure you know that too, Rob. I mean, when people pay, they're more vested. They pay attention. So when you pay attention, right? So I personally, over the course of my life, I've invested thousands and thousands of dollars on personal development, but it's been every bit worth it. It wouldn't be right for me to say, sit here and tell you to invest in it if I hadn't done it personally.
No, I love that. Even on our bookshelves, not only the books, but the CDs and the cassette tapes, Madison.
What's a cassette tape? I'm just kidding.
I've invested a lot of, you know, hundreds of dollars and thousands of dollars in personal self-development, personal improvement, but I'm sure you have a subscription to Apple Music, so you could go in there, or Audible.
I'm a Spotify girl and Audible. Oh, Spotify. I like Audible.
That's good. Audible. And yeah, my Audible library is just rich with everything you can do on the go. You know, I had somebody say to me when I was a young intern in college, he'd go about his way, you know, about his day. And he always had a book. Every week it was a new book in his hand. And as he was leaving the office and coming back to the office doing, let's say, his lunch break or errands or whatever. And I said, you know, Dale, what are you doing? And he goes, you never, ever, when you're waiting in the post office line or you're waiting in a line, don't ever miss that opportunity, that 5 minutes, that 3 minutes, that cumulative effect, that compounding effect of personal health, self-development, learning, open to growth. Don't ever, ever miss that opportunity. Back then it was a book, right? And then it became a cassette tape and then it became a CD. But today it's in our iPhone, it's Spotify, it's Apple, it's Audible. So there's no excuse. So it's, you know, change your daily digital, as I always, you know, preach to the audience time and time again of, you know, as we said before, you know, people say, oh, I don't have time. Get out your iPhone and see how much time you spend on social media. So it's okay. Go to, you know, the few podcasts, go to a few other things, financial help, self-help, financial literacy, start subscribing to just about everything you can. The algorithm, right? It'll start catching it within Reels and TikTok and everything else, and it'll start feeding you. The AI is super smart. So sort of train it to train you to sort of self-improve. And I think that's an easy, quick, free way that everyone in our audience can change it to, you know, change your daily digital, do it right now, subscribe to the Few podcast, and then, you know, look for our future offerings here. You know, we're going to continue to evolve at CW3. We're going to have one day events. We're going to have lunch and learns. We're going to have a lot more offerings, maybe even a personal subscription model, and maybe even a free model for high school students for financial literacy. Cause I know that they're underserving our high school students in terms of what, you know, what they need to prepare for college, prepare for the next world that they're embarking upon. And if you don't have your finances right, your wellness is going to be out of balance. And those two are intertwined. So there's a lot more coming from all of us here. And so we want our audience to stay connected, continue that community, grow, share, like, subscribe, and then tag a friend, send this to somebody that would definitely benefit from that.
I couldn't agree more. And I love that Bronwyn's trying to change people's perspective on investing in themselves. Bronwyn, do you have any other specifics outside of listening to books and podcasts, like Rob mentioned? If listeners want to make the step to invest in themselves, you would say there's these specifics that if you were them, you would invest in?
Yes, I would definitely say, you know, if it is available to you, especially in a financial way, and it doesn't mean that you have to spend thousands of dollars, you can start in, you know, the low hundreds. And then, you know, we know that investing with mentors can get pretty costly as well. But investing, I have two mentors that I work with right now. So not only am I a mentor, but I have mentors. So I would recommend that somebody actually get a mentor. I also believe that one of the greatest gifts that you can give to others is an investment in yourself, because when you're better for the others around you.
So Bronwyn, according to David, he said that people like lists. Do you have any list? I don't give a shit on a list. A grocery list. Just give us a list.
You know what? I do have a list. Do you want it? Yeah. I do have a list. I'll give you kind of just off the cuff. I'll give you off the cuff list. Even my first principle was all about establishing a daily routine. Have something that start your morning consistently. I don't care what it is that you do, make it positive, of course. I would always make sure to you got to get some exercise in. I don't care what you move. I don't care if you go walk for 15 minutes because you got a busy day. Definitely get some movement in there. Make sure that, you know, you laugh, keep things light, have fun, try to make things as easy as possible in your life. A lot of times I see people self-sabotaging. So try to keep things all positive. All right. When you're starting to go down that rabbit hole of maybe something isn't working out that day, try to start flipping the script back on you. In fact, I worked with a client the other day and she was listing to me the things that she felt maybe she was criticized for or how she felt negatively about herself. We ended up turning everything that she said was a negative or things that people had said about her. We flipped them right into, you know, everything that was positive. And she was like, oh my gosh, I never looked at it that way. So if you start making even your own personal list, like, okay, well, you know, people say that I'm critical. Well, maybe you're not critical, but you really care about the people around you. So you're really more, you know, caring about like what you're surrounding yourself with. Or, you know, people say you worry too much. No, I care a lot. So you can always flip the script, but that would be some tips that I could share with you just offhand.
Well, that's great.
I love that list, Bronwyn. Thank you for sharing that. And I know that you have a quote that you gave us that we love, and we would like to have you share it with the audience.
Yeah, absolutely. So no matter where you are in your journey, getting healthy, gaining more confidence, and transforming are possible for you. And we all have the ability to make choices to do all of those things. So I would just say, you know, choices are everything as well.
Bronwyn, I have sort of a self-help question for you on the personal side for me. Maybe it'll help the audience. But you're definitely into fitness, you're into health, you're into nutrition. So like after dinner, between dinner and bedtime, when I want to eat something and a snack that's like on my mind, how do I transition that out of my brain? And, or what kind of, what can I just go to? What's a healthy nutritional snack? What's something I can do while I'm watching, you know, just the junk TV just to unwind at the end of the day?
All right. So I totally feel you on this one, Rob, because I get the snackies too after dinner and I'm wanting to eat. And so, okay. So either go to like a handful of nuts, like almonds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds. And you know what? To make it a little more fun, they don't have to be completely raw. They can have some salt on them because salt is actually better for you than most people think it is. Just make sure that you're hydrating, but you don't want to hydrate too much before you go to bed. But you know what? I don't necessarily think it's such a guilty pleasure to eat popcorn, but don't butter and lather it all up. It can,
I love, you know, popcorn.
You can have like, okay, popcorn is great. You know why? Because you're sitting there in front of the TV and it's just, you just eat it, but only give yourself a certain portion. Don't bring the whole bag with you. And just popcorn, I would say, and it's good fiber. I actually love popcorn. So thanks for that reminder, Rob. I'm going to go get myself some Skinny Pop.
Well,
yeah,
here's
too.
The deal. Here's the deal. You'll love this one. I worked 3 years at Harkins Theater in Phoenix and Scottsdale when I was out there. So I love the Harkins Theater popcorn.
Yep.
Yes. And better yet, my daughter's driving in today from Arizona. And the one request I had was bring me some Harkins Theater popcorn. So, and that's not the best popcorn for you, but
oh,
I'm telling
hilarious.
You, if you had it, you're going to go to a movie just for the popcorn. You don't care what you're watching.
That's
it's that good.
Funny. You're not going to bring it into the office?
Oh, I will.
Oh, okay.
Yep. It'll be good. Life-changing.
So you're saying they should have been selling that like in large quantities, the Harkins popcorn. I've had Harkins popcorn.
You could get the 10 or the super duper bag, but you can't bring it in. You have to take it off property for like mm-hmm. $10. So it's like a big bag to go from okay. Harkins. And so my daughter's bringing me that. So I love popcorn.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Okay. So that's your go-to at night. Popcorn or
yeah,
a handful of almonds,
not the good stuff,
walnuts, pumpkin seeds.
So, but thank you for that.
It's all about adjusting, just adjusting.
I'll take inspiration from you and direction, and I'll have to report back. So there's a little bit of accountability there. So okay. One step at
there
a time.
There you go.
Okay. I like that. Yeah. I like that. That's good, Rob.
All right. We're ready for some quotes. Madison's going to read some quotes to count us down and go from there.
Yes. The first quote to end this episode is by Coco Chanel, and it is, "Beauty begins the moment you decide to be yourself." And then the second quote is by Eleanor Roosevelt, and it is, "A woman is like a tea bag. You never know how strong she is until she gets in hot water." The third quote is, "Meditation, yoga, working out, and eating well. That's my wellness. And I think occasionally you have to treat yourself," like popcorn. That's not part of the quote. "So if you do need to take yourself shopping, go take yourself shopping." And that is by Cynthia Erivo.
Take yourself shopping for popcorn. Yeah. Sounds good. Well, Bronwyn, thank you today. And Madison, excellent job as always. But Bronwyn, it was great to share some time with you for our audience to get to know you. And, you know, you're going to be back for more on the CW3 side. We're so excited to see your wellness journey and your evolution.
Thank you. This was a blast. Always love seeing both of you. And it's been great to work with Madison on the Confidence Summit. And Rob, as always, great to work with you. I appreciate your leadership and for always believing in me as being more or less your sidekick in the Confidence Summit. So thank you. And this was really fun today. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Thanks, Bronwyn. Take care. We'll see you
soon. Thanks, Bronwyn. Always great to talk to you.
We appreciate our audience. We just want to say thank you for your time today. Like, subscribe, share this with somebody that you believe will have an impact on. And we really thank you for your time today.
This podcast is brought to you by David Field Producer. It is produced and directed by David Field and Kristen George. And it's mix, edit, and socials by Kristen George. Blanky Shine Wealth Management is a group of investment professionals registered with Hightower Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC, and with Hightower Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is not indicative of current or future performance and is not a guarantee. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data and information referenced herein are from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinions, news, research, analysis, prices, or other information contained in this research is provided as general market commentary. It does not constitute investment advice. Blanky Shine Wealth Management and Hightower shall not in any way be liable for claims and make no expressed or implied representations or warranties as to the accuracy or completeness of the data and other information or for statements or errors contained in or omissions from the obtained data and information referenced herein. The data and information are provided as of the date referenced. Such data and information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are solely those of Blanky Shine Wealth Management and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.